the main focus coming from the Tarrant Institute isn't so much in technology, but more in student engagement. Something could be an interesting technological tool, but the real basis behind their philosophy is if the students are interested in what they're learning, they're going to get more out of it. They want us to be really focused on what gets kids into what we're showing them. Another focus they've been pointing us towards is family involvement, too. What Tarrant does is it helps teachers think through, how is this going to help students learn? How is this going to help students be more focused on their learning?
So how do you end up doing that? Is this a case of learning how to use this new tool or what?
I think they really want us to try to imagine new ways of using the tools. When I started, when you're first getting access to the internet, it was amazing, but really it was just like a big encyclopedia. What we're getting now, and the stuff everybody's using, is more about communication and collaboration. And I think Tarrant really does a great job helping teachers, helping to guide the students' learning. And they do it through action research projects using teacher inquiry. So the teacher will think of a question. How can I engage students in their learning is the overarching question. But you'll think of something more specific. And then Tarrant helps guide you through a way to find evidence that the students are engaged and see what benefits are coming from that.
When you're being trained as to how to use the technology and the tool, you know, we're always warned that there's a lot of information out there that isn't correct. Does the training also help you incorporate that sort of knowledge and discernment to your students?
Our foundation, really, for the beginning of each year is in digital citizenship. And part of that, along with internet safety, is it's really figuring out what is good evidence. Anybody could post something on Wikipedia. We try to go through our sources and really use it as a learning exercise for the students. Does this look legitimate? Are you seeing it from multiple sources? And how do you know when someone's faking you out, when a site maybe isn't vetted?
How does having this training make you a better teacher?
I think going through this training has really helped me focus on how can I get to the point where all the kids are interested in what they're doing. By having a variety of tools, that really helps. It's not where, okay, everybody's going to write an essay now. We're seeing differentiation by product. So we may all be learning about the same thing, the content, and we'll go through different ways to process it, and the students end up, there's such a variety, and they all have individuality to what they're putting forth to demonstrate their learning. I think that's the real key to it. It's not where you're grading 100 of the same essay anymore. You're getting an individual and unique product out of each student that reflects their mastery of the learning.
Wouldn't that present a greater challenge to the teacher?
It is a great challenge. I think it's really shifted from where you can prepare for the next class into where we really need to be on our toes and reacting to the students in real time in the day. And the Tarrant Institute really helps coach us through that. But the main focus is always how can we keep the students engaged in their learning. At first, going through the training and having these new tools available, I was so excited about the technology, and that does help with engagement. But really now, I'm starting to let go of the technology more and not even use it as much. But I'm using that underlying philosophy. What will get the kids excited about what they're learning?
Is it becoming more of a challenge to get them excited since this is kind of an everyday sort of routine for them? Or is it easier to keep them excited about things?
I think it's getting easier to keep them excited just because we're not teaching them how to use the tool anymore. They already know how to use the tool better than any of the adults or teachers could show them. So we can refocus on the content and the information we want to get across to the students. The lessons aren't about how to work the technology. That's, I think, the hardest part for teachers just coming into one-to-one programs. You can't be quick enough to get ahead of the students. They're going to pass us. That's part of the philosophy. We're setting the foundation, but the students are going to go so much farther than we can imagine because they've grown up with this technology. The lessons I've learned from Tarrant, the technology is secondary. The primary focus is keeping the students engaged in their learning. Another thing I've learned from Tarrant is they have such a high degree of respect for the students, and the more respect you give to the students, the more phenomenal things they can do. This year, I'm really seeing them go farther than I could imagine.
What's the biggest misconception you find that parents and other people have about this program?
One of the parents, I heard it secondhand, but he was worried that, you know, the kids are going to be playing video games all day. You know, that's what most adults use their technology for in the phones. We have these incredible computers in our pockets. We respect the students. We want to would take them as far as we can go. So I think when parents see the kind of work we're doing, they've been really impressed. It's not what people expect. We're really taking the students to the next level with learning.